Hello. I'm Dr. Granger, but you can call me Emma. I'm so happy to meet you and pleased that you've come to see me today. I understand from your phone call that you are looking to explore whether there are psychological barriers or repressed traumas that could be negatively affecting your self-image and relationships as an adult. I understand that you recently caught your girlfriend cheating on you with her ex in the bed that you two shared. You felt betrayed and alternated between feeling suicidal and homicidal. Let me assure you that I have a great deal of experience helping my patients, and I'm very confident that I'll be able to help you as well. Please, come into my office and lay back on the couch. Good boy. Are you comfortable? Let yourself sink into the comfortable pillows and just relax. In order for me to help you, I require two things from you. First, I need you to answer every question I ask honestly and fully, no matter how nervous or embarrassed you are. Everything we discuss is strictly confidential. My goal is to provide you with candid advice and tools that will help you open your eyes to a more fulfilling life. And second, I need you to follow my instructions, no matter how uncomfortable they make you feel. I assure you that I will not ask you to do anything that isn't essential to learning who you really are without the mask that you may show others. By identifying your challenges and any shortfalls, I can begin to help you. Can I count on your full cooperation? Great. I'm going to begin our session by placing you into a state of hypnosis. This will help you recall past events and associated feelings that you may have repressed. I want you to close your eyes and relax. Start by taking a deep breath, then a second deep breath. And on your third deep breath, hold it for 5 seconds. Now exhale. I'm going to have you relax every part of your body, starting from the top of your head, all the way down to the bottom of your feet. And as you relax each part, I'd like you to use your imagination to visualize and feel a warm ray of light. And as that light touches each part of your body, the part relaxes and lets go completely. The light is starting on the top of your head, your scalp, and your forehead, then moving to your eyebrows and your eyelids. Feel the warmth and relaxation going down your nose and cheeks, relaxing the muscles around your mouth and lips. The light is penetrating you, loosening your jaw and declenching your teeth, and allowing all of those muscles and your face and your chin to just let go. Now it's shining on your neck, relaxing your neck, starting with the front part of your neck and the back part of your neck, all the way down to your shoulders. Just feel your shoulders relax completely as the warm ray performs its magic. tension that might be in your shoulder area. It feels so good. Now your arms relax, starting with your upper arms, going down to your elbows. And you relax your wrists, your hands, and even your fingers. Feel the warmth of the light and relax and let go. Notice how deep and regular your breathing has become. So much more than just a few moments ago when we began. Feel your breathing. Feel the rhythm of your breathing. Notice the contraction and expansion of your lungs and your chest. And allow your chest muscles to relax completely, all the way down to your stomach. Feel your stomach muscles relaxing and letting go, getting rid of any tension that might be in that area. Just allow everything to let go completely. And your back muscles relax. Those larger muscles in the upper part of your back, going down your spine and into your lower back. And allow all the smaller muscles in the lower part of your back to feel the warmth and comfort of the light. Now clench and release your butt. Surrender to the warm, comforting light. Let it now travel to your legs, starting with your inner and outer thighs, your knees. And feel that warmth and relaxation going down into your calves and your ankles. Now moving to your feet. And even your toes just relax completely as you begin to drift into a deep, relaxed state. Just letting yourself go. Now feel the light spread throughout your body, filling you, warming you. Let your mind and body surrender to the light and become one. Just feeling so good. In just a moment, I'm going to count down from the number 25. And as I do, I want you to drop down deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. At the end of the countdown, I will snap my fingers and you will go 10 times deeper into relaxation than you've ever been before. But first, I'd like you to use your imagination. I'd like you to imagine the light inside you expanding outward to create a warm cocoon that envelops your body. It's very warm and comforting. It's your personal cocoon. Notice how the light snuggles up to your body. Now it is going to take you in a very beautiful place. A place where you feel safe. A place where you feel good. And a place where you feel totally relaxed. A place where there is no shame, no fear, only love and acceptance. So as I begin counting, Just allow yourself to relax completely in your cocoon and let it take you to that wonderful place where you are happy, relaxed, and very calm. Just allow yourself to be there for a moment as I begin to count backwards, and allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into relaxation. 25. Just let yourself go completely. 24. 23. All the way down deep. 22. 21. Falling deeper and deeper. 20. 19. Just let yourself go. 18. 17. Give yourself the permission to do what you want to do. 16. 15. Allow yourself to just let go. 14. 13. Deeper and deeper. 12. 11. Tired and drowsy. 10. 9. Deep relaxation. 8. The remaining numbers are too small to even consider. Drop all the way down now. Good boy. You are now in the deepest state of relaxation. I'm now going to ask you a series of questions, and I want you to answer them out loud. These questions help me quickly get to the root issues of my male patients. Because the penis is the core essence of a male, I will start with questions about your penis. If everything is okay there, I will move on to questions about other areas. It may seem strange to start with your penis, but if you are truly honest with yourself, it's amazing how much of your life revolves around it. Size, preferences, and performance of your penis are all big factors in far more than just sex. For example, I've learned that many guys seek out or avoid playing certain sports based solely on how their penis would measure up in the locker room. Okay, let's begin. Please answer yes or no. Are you concerned about the size of your penis? Okay. Do you think your penis is too big or too tiny? Oh, I see. How many inches long is your penis when flaccid? Wow. Thank you for admitting the truth. Has anyone other than a family member or doctor seen your pee-pee and noticed that it was small? Did that person say anything to you about it? Interesting. Has anyone noticed that it's small even when you are rock hard? I see. Do you know or suspect someone of telling others about your small penis? Probably more than you think. Do you feel like no matter how much success you have in other areas, you will never measure up to being a real man? acceptance is key. Does it sometimes arouse you to think that others will discover your secret? Interesting. Be honest. Be honest. Have you described yourself as straight, but you sometimes find yourself looking at pictures of other penises? Wow. Thank you for sharing that with me. Again, being completely honest, do you blame your girlfriend or your own inadequacies for her cheating on you? I see. That's helpful for you to say. Did you get an erection when you saw them fucking in your bed? No. How about later? Did you jack off to the thought of him seating your girl in your bed? Uh-huh. Thank you for admitting that. Okay, that's more than enough to get us started. I think we're going to need to focus our appointments on your penis, sexual preferences, and sexual performance in order to help you as much as possible. Before I can confirm a diagnosis, I need you to do that one thing that will validate everything you've told me here today. I need to inspect your penis. I assure you this is strictly non-sexual. I just need to rule out body dysmorphia and a few other mental disorders. And as I walk over to the couch and kneel down in front of you, your anticipation grows. My breasts brush up against your leg as I reach under your belt to unzip your pants. You feel my breath on your arm, and it sends shivers down your spine. Please lift your hips for me so I can pull down your pants and underwear. I need to expose your penis. What's wrong? No, I'm sorry. There's no other way to get to the truth. Now lift up. Let me see. Good boy. Wow. Okay. You have a tiny penis. Yeah. It's actually the tiniest penis I've ever seen. I'd probably describe it as cute if this wasn't such a serious problem for you. I mean, this is not enough. You are not enough for anyone. I'm going to need to take a couple of pictures with my phone so that I can look into a few things for our next appointment. I'm taking a close-up picture of your baby penis first. Okay, now let me zoom in on your tiny balls. And because it appears even tinier on your tall body, I need to take a full body with face picture. Okay, just a couple more pictures for good measure. Here, hold your driver's license in front of you this time. I don't want to accidentally put these pics in the wrong patient's file. Don't worry. I will make every effort to keep these pictures within the medical community. Most of my colleagues are true professionals and will only laugh and discuss this in a serious matter. Now, for me to be able to fully help you, I'm going to need to get some first-hand observations of your sexual performance. I want you to wrap your fingers around your little pee-pee and start to stroke it. That's right. Good boy. Nice and slow. Now I'm going to wrap my fingers around yours. This way you can experience what it's like to have me jack you off without my violating any medical ethics by touching you directly. My hand controls the pace and pressure you experience and will be responsible for you spilling your seed. I need to see how long you last and how much cum you produce. I'm varying the pressure and increasing the speed of our strokes. I can tell you're not going to last long. It's going to feel so freeing to come on command for me now that you've shared your deepest secret with me. The climax of your tiny boy cock will cement our bond forever. It's an incredible act of submission to me. An acknowledgement, if you will, that my objective assessment of you has pulled back the sheet on a life worth of carefully crafted attempts to hide your truth from the world. Your fig leaf is gone. In a moment you will come when I tell you to. You will submit to me because you know I see right through you. That I know your secret. And that I know what is best for you. Your little pee-pee and tiny balls are exposed to me. And you are helpless to resist. You want me to help you. And right now, you really want my hand to coax the cum out of your balls. I can feel how close you are. Counting down now from 5. Feel the overwhelming pleasure in your cock. 4. Good boy. Stroking faster. 3. Feel your balls tightening as you reach the edge. 2. Submit to my control. Cement our bond. 1. Come for me. Come now. Oh, yeah. That's it. Wow. You've come all over yourself. A nice, sticky mess. Let's leave that alone for a moment. Now, I'm going to bring you back from hypnosis. And I want you to remember everything that has happened here today. You will return to see me weekly, but will be unable to tell anyone else about our appointments. Okay. Now, you will awake feeling unburdened and refreshed, but still covered in cum. In 3, rising up from the darkness. 2, feeling your eyelids begin to lighten. 1, opening your eyes and now being fully awake. That was a very productive session. You have been an outstanding patient. And I can tell that we've made a lot of progress in our first appointment, thanks to your honesty and cooperation. I'm sorry I don't have any tissues to help you clean up. You're going to need to cover the cum with your clothes. Or you can use your fingers to help you eat it, so that you don't have to walk around in cum-stained clothes all day. It's up to you, but your decision will give me more information as I prepare the treatment plan. Interesting choice. Okay, our time is up. I will work on developing a plan of action that we can discuss at our next appointment. Please leave your ex-girlfriend's phone number with my secretary. so I can reach out and better understand what sexual needs you weren't fulfilling for her. Your sexual inadequacies are fairly obvious, but she may be able to provide a new perspective. I hope you feel like you've gotten a little out of our appointment. Be a good boy for Dr. Granger and walk around naked for at least 20 minutes in your gym locker room today. Be prepared to let me know if you become aroused at any time. Until next time.